You've got to love Turnstile, one of my favourite local bands from back in the day. We're joined now by Natalie Farrow. Natalie is a creative and advocate and organiser over in Naarm, Melbourne, in the Palestine Solidarity campaign there. As we mentioned at the top of the show, there was a call out for an international series of actions on 15th of April. It's been dubbed A15. The idea behind it is to organise a series of economically disruptive actions to escalate the level of solidarity with the suffering people of Palestine in a way that's commensurate with that suffering, essentially building a more serious political movement that is threatening really to the political establishment and the governments that are supporting Israel's genocide in Gaza. And in light of that call for actions on A15, there's been plenty happening over in Melbourne today. Natalie, first of all, I hope everything's okay there, and I hope there hasn't been too much, let's say headaches and trouble with the constabulary over there today.
Yeah, hello. So good afternoon to all the listeners and fans. I'm here in Naarm. There hasn't been a whole lot. There's been a few arrests, and I'm sorry I missed your call a couple of times. But this is the way it goes.
That's okay. Yeah. No. And Joni and I were talking about that off air, and for the benefit of the listeners, they probably noticed a couple of extra tracks today because it's all part of the joys of live radio. And we're concerned about you, Natalie, actually, in terms of your safety and what's going on with the protest. But if you could give us a bit of a rundown of what's happening today, there's, I think, three different actions. One targeting Elbit Systems, another AW Bell, which manufactures componentry for the F-35. But yeah, give us a bit of a rundown, if you can, of what's been happening over there today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it is absolutely overwhelming support. Currently, we are marching from BP, which is an oil company that is complicit in the genocide in Gaza. And we have decided, because we have the numbers, to march from BP to AA Bank, which is actually the bank that manages all the accounts of Elbit Systems. This morning at 8 a.m., we launched the Elbit campaign at a disruptive rally outside of Victorian Parliament. We had really good number turnouts. And at the same time, while that was happening, we had disruptive actions happening at multiple intersections across Naarm. We also had some people hacking the traffic light system, which caused quite a lot of chaos, let's say. But it's really, really clear why we're doing this. We have media and we are making our message really loud and clear. We are disrupting the economy because Australia is complicit in the genocide that is occurring right now. We also, as you said, saw AW Bell in Dandenong, and that has been disrupted and the factory has shut down for the day. We've also seen 10 other different actions across the country. We saw Ferro shut down in Brisbane, Talis in Bendigo, I believe Talis as well in Sydney, multiple things going on. Hobart just kicked off. Adelaide is about to kick off.
Yeah, I should mention there is something happening in Perth actually. Short notice for people to get down there, but it's starting in 10 minutes outside the Mediterranean Shipping Company, which subcontracts its services to Zim Shipping, the main Israeli shipping line. And there is a protest happening there out in Fremantle, 11 Cliff Street, Fremantle, at midday outside the Mediterranean Shipping Company. So that's Perth's contribution to this day of action.
Oh, I was just going to add that there's also one down in Tassie, in a hunting field workshop of Kurawong Engineering, and they build drone engines for the Israeli Defence Forces. It's happening all over the country.
Hard to keep track.
Yeah, it is, and that's a good thing.
Everything that was going on, absolutely. There was also some like an autonomous group of people who stopped a freight train earlier this morning in Naarm. I have no idea who they are, but we just got an anonymous message saying we've done this. This is in solidarity with Palestine for A15, and so people are really taking it in their hands. It is
remarkable. I'll show my age here. I mean, I'm sort of a bit of a veteran of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, involved at well over 15 years, and just to see the way the movement is flowering and expanding, so many different directions, so diverse now. It's quite extraordinary to watch. I appreciate you marching and you're busy. I don't know if you're sort of in a position to recall all the detail, Natalie. But it is worth emphasising, isn't it, why, for instance, Elbit Systems and AW Bell as well, for that matter, are being targeted, because We know that the Labor government is perpetuating this lie that's basically saying, you know, nothing to see here. We don't have any military relations, trading relations with Israel. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign is almost implications that we're making it up. And, you know, it's actually just it's just absurd. It doesn't take that much research to discover the Elbit Systems, for example, is deeply embedded in the Victorian economy. It had a research partnership with RMIT, which I understand has been severed now. Also, protest activities successful in moving them out of their Port Melbourne office. Just discuss briefly why, I mean, basically the lie the Labor government is telling that, you know, Elbit is the best example, isn't it, that it is involved, and it recently signed a $917 million contract, for instance, with Hanwha Defence to build infantry fighting vehicles for the Australian Army.
Look, I also wanted to add that, yeah, so the campaign that we launched this morning is against Elbit Systems in Victoria. And we've actually already, between yesterday and today, we have gathered all of the signatures that we need. And so we will be tabling this in the Victorian Parliament. And that's going to force Labor to debate this. And so if they don't chicken out and not show up, then maybe we are going to have a chance at hearing, you know, their excuses, which I'm sure are going to be very weak. But we are going to force them to listen and to tell us, you know, why it is that they're doing that. I mean, it's pretty clear that our economy is closely linked with that of Israel. People are starting to see through that. AW Bell, HTA, Boeing, we have a lot of weapons manufacturers here on this continent. People have been picketing and rallying outside of these manufacturers. And today we successfully blockaded three of those. I guess like we're just going to be continuing to disrupt the system that's propping up a genocidal entity and allowed to go rampant, you know?
That's about all we have time for, Natalie. Thanks so much for getting back to us, and do stay safe. And hopefully the cops don't get up to any mischief today over there in
See how we go. Yeah. And just keep up with everything on Disrupt Tours on Instagram. We'll be giving updates as we go.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us today. That was Natalie Farrar joining us live. Actually, you can see it here from the background noises, right in the middle of a protest. So I appreciate you joining us today on the Indie Media Show.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers. Solidarity. Take care. Solidarity to you too. Bye-bye. And take care. Stay safe.